We examine gender diversity on boards of directors amongst companies based in China. We discovered that companies that have more gender diverse boards with up to 50% of women on the board are less likely to be involved in securities fraud. We also discovered that the market reaction to fraud from a gender diverse board is less severe, and we show that the impact of women on the board is more pronounced in industries that are traditionally dominated by males.
So why is that?
There's two competing predictions. One is that women are more ethically sensitive than men are, and a second idea is that diversity itself gives rise to lower likelihood of groupthink, if you will, and better governance, and as a result, less fraud. And our data are consistent with the latter view, that diversity mechanism appears to be the one that's driving the reduction in fraud associated with a more diverse board.
How should companies, global companies, view this report? What should they take away?
Our study doesn't look at the average performance levels. We are more concerned with mitigating the bad actors, so to speak. And as a result, the practical implications are that a good thing for, at least in terms of public policy lesson, is that having a more diverse board can help governance better protect investors and improve companies and their listings.
So now what about in boardrooms? Do you think they'll be opening the doors wide and scooching over their buddies so that way they can let more women on the board?
From what we see in the data, I think it's unambiguously a good thing with respect to mitigating fraud. Diversity on boards is something that we think is important, has been understudied, and perhaps hasn't had enough attention in the business world and amongst regulators and policymakers. This type of evidence can be used to support women's presence in the boardroom and encourage companies to have greater gender diversity on the board. So those are good results in promoting those issues, that's for sure.